KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. I'm Chris Fiorentino. We're so happy you've joined us this morning. Today, we're going to do something we've never done before on this show, and that is we're featuring a local church. You might ask why. Well, sit back, relax, enjoy your coffee, and we'll explain all. Our guests today are Wesley United Methodist pastor Karen Pugh, Wesley staff member Myra Kubos, Fresno State student Miracle Carter, and Richter Center staff member Tricia Stute. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
So before I turn to our guests, I guess I should probably start by saying, don't worry, we're not here to try and convert you and evangelize and get you to become a Methodist. We're also not here to try and play favorites between, you know, one church or another. There are a lot of great churches and faith-based organizations out there doing wonderful things in our community. But in line with the focus of this show, we do want to talk about the ways Fresno State works with Wesley United Methodist to help them provide the many great service projects they're engaged with. So Karen, maybe we should start with you quickly, if you would. Please introduce yourself, tell us a little about your background, and a little brief overview of Wesley United Methodist.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. As you said, my name is Karen Pugh. I have been the minister of Wesley since July of 2016. I came from Bakersfield, where I was also serving a church named Wesley, and I was there for 7 years, and before that, 4 years in the little town of Lindsay. I'm a second career pastor. That means in my 40s, I decided to finally answer the call to be a minister. So I went back to school, went to Cal State Stanislaus, got my degree in sociology, graduated in 2001, and then on September 11th, 2001 was my first day of seminary classes. And interestingly enough, I was signing up for classes such as conflict transformation and praying for peace and justice.
When the towers were hit.
And so I attended Iliff School of Theology in Denver, Colorado. And then the way the United Methodist Church works is you are appointed by your bishop. So I graduated from seminary, and the former pastor of Wesley, Vicki Healy, who was here for 9 years.
Shout out to Vicki.
Yep, shout out to Vicki. She was the district superintendent, and so she and the bishop at that time appointed me to my first church, which was Lindsay. And so I have a real heart for social justice. I was an urban ministry fellow in seminary, and so I was very excited to be appointed to Wesley Fresno 2 years ago.
Great.
Yeah. And Wesley has always had a focus in caring for the neighborhood. And so we have a lot of different activities and programs to help Fresno State students, to help the residents of the El Dorado Park neighborhood. We have a food pantry that went from donated food put together in someone's garage, 10 bags a week several years ago, to now a full pantry on our campus that receives food from the Unified School District, food that the children don't eat that are still packaged, food from the food bank, as well as food gleaned through Fresno Metro Ministries Food to Share program.
Yeah.
So we give out 50 bags of food every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We also have a thrift store, so people can come in once every 6 months and get a voucher. If they need clothing for themselves or their family, items for their household, they can get help that way. Hmm. Thursday night, we have another program where we cook a meal, and it's open to everyone in the community. At 5 o'clock, we feed the children from the Boys and Girls Club that's on campus. And then at 5:30, the doors are open to anyone in the community that would like to come and have some friendly conversation with neighbors or other people around the table and enjoy a healthy and hearty meal.
Yeah, and I think we'll talk about each of those programs a little more in depth in a bit. So Wesley is on Barstow between Cedar and
First Street
and the El Dorado Park neighborhood that we talk about. Can you help people understand what neighborhood are you talking about there?
The El Dorado Park neighborhood is, for those that have lived in Fresno for some time, it's what used to be called Sin City.
Yep.
And I understand that a decade ago, it was also an area with a lot of gang violence and problems. And then with the work of Wesley, partnering with the Fresno Police Department and other neighborhood leaders, have been able to create a shift in the neighborhood so that it is a safer, cleaner neighborhood for people to live in and raise their children and families. There's still a lot of poverty in that neighborhood. There's a lot of Section 8 housing, and Wesley is an oasis in that neighborhood. We are the only large green space. So neighbors and people come and relax on the lawn. They come and play at the Kaboom Playground. People from the Hmong community come and play a game with some tops. I'm not sure what that's called in the Hmong language. And we have the Boys and Girls Club on campus and basketball courts that are very well used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in my role at Fresno State, we work with a lot of faith-based agencies that are providing services that meet really vital needs in the community. And in many cases, no one else is meeting those services at all. And every once in a while, I'll run into somebody who they have misconceptions about why we partner with those agencies and why those agencies are involved in that kind of service work. They think it's all about evangelizing and proselytizing. However, most provide non-religious kinds of social services. I wonder if you can talk just a bit about whether or not that's true for Wesley's approach to serving the community.
Absolutely. Many years ago, when I was in seminary, I was at a homeless shelter, and one of the people that I was talking to was talking about another agency in town that required that before you could have dinner, you had to sit and listen to preaching or a sermon. Mm-hmm. And that was the requirement to be able to have a dinner. And that always struck my heart how much that man spoke from such pain of that disrespect in a way. And so in most Methodist churches, I've never heard of that approach. And at Wesley, that's certainly not the case. People can come if they need help, they can get help. Recently, I had a gentleman come to church on a Sunday morning. He chose to come to church, knew someone, and then asked for help because he can't get a copy of his birth certificate. And without a copy of his birth certificate, even though he has a Social Security card and other forms of government ID, they will not rent him an apartment. And so this poor man who was born in a ranch, in a back room, midwifed by his grandmother in Texas in the 30s, were struggling trying to get him a birth certificate and be an advocate for him. Another man came to us recently, homeless, all his things were stolen. So a member of Wesley went with him to the DMV to pay for a new ID for him. So that, again, he could get housing with that ID.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of work that we do on a one-on-one basis, as well as the other things that we do. We also are one of the few churches left in Fresno that open our doors to AANA and other recovery groups. We have 12 different recovery groups meeting on our campus, and many churches have closed the door to them. But Wesley opens the door and rents rooms at a very nominal fee so that people can still gather and do that vital, important work of recovery.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things about Wesley that's always struck me as being really a great role model, that you talk about opening doors. When I was prepping for the show, I had happened to, for the first time, watch a DVD of the movie The Black Panther, and there's a line at the end of that movie, it paraphrases a civil rights hero, John Lewis. It's something like, the wise build bridges when the foolish build walls. And, you know, that really struck me because I remember in the 80s and 90s when that El Dorado Park neighborhood was really struggling so much. And there was the huge influx of primarily Southeast Asian refugees. And there were lots of challenges in the neighborhood, you know, low education levels, high unemployment levels, very, very high poverty, bred, unfortunately, a lot of gang violence and crime that you mentioned earlier. And, you know, Wesley, I think back then, had the opportunity to say, well, we can throw up the fences and the bright lights and protect ourselves, or we can open our doors and we can build bridges. And that's what, when I think of Wesley, I think of that, that there's no fences. Like you say, there are people that are there on the playgrounds and on the grass area, and then the community garden is still there, right?
Yes, the community garden is still vibrant.
And I wonder, Myra, you can talk about that a little bit as well, but Karen, sort of last thing before we switch over to Myra, have you tried to continue that work of keeping those bridges built up?
Absolutely. Myra and I were just at a meeting with other people that are part of the El Dorado Park neighborhood, apartment managers, apartment owners, Fresno Police Department, Fresno State University Police, and talking about ways that we can make the neighborhood safe and welcoming and ways that we can partner and work together.
Wow. Well, Myra, I do want to turn to you. Maybe you can first, before we get into some of the questions, talk a little bit about, you know, your background and your role at Wesley.
So I'm Myra Kubos. I'm new to the area. I've only been here 5 years now. It's my fifth year and 1 year as staff at Wesley. Prior to that, I worked in and lived in Japan, Yokohama, Japan, for 11 years, where I was also building bridges in the community and working with youth, not just at my high school where I was teaching, but five high schools. So coming to the Central Valley was a whole new experience, and I actually love it. I feel called to be here. and especially in our neighborhood, the El Dorado Park community, where we are building bridges, where we are reaching out with programs for the youth and for the teens as well. It's challenging, but we're there for that. In fact, I just got back from Sierra Service Project in Chiloquin, Oregon, where we brought 8 youth with us this time. And it's a time to just serve a community, building fences, building decks and ramps and painting and just revitalizing a community that really needs it. So kids from our area see that we have it pretty good. We have a lot of resources. It's amazing. It was a great week of service, but it's good to be home.
Well, we're certainly happy to have you here. I know you work a lot with our Fresno State students. I know that because I hear from them how wonderful you are and, oh my, we love Myra. And I think because of that, you have that unique understanding of the partnership between the university and the students and the neighborhoods there. Maybe you can talk a little bit about Wesley Service Programs from the standpoint of how Fresno State volunteers fit in.
Fresno State volunteers, the interns, especially from not just SIS, Scholars in Service, but the other programs as well, like HCOP and other ones.
ASI is very involved.
ASI is extremely involved. All Fresno State does is help us run our programs. And we would not be able to run them if it weren't for students who are there volunteering their time and keeping us organized. So most recently was the National Night Out, and that's an ASI initiative, along with Fresno PD as well as University PD. But we've got interns in all of our programs, helping at the food pantry, helping at the Pink Health Thrift Store, helping with base camp dinner on Thursday night, several things.
Yeah. So what kinds of things are those students involved with? For example, we were talking before the show started about social media interns, helping to spread the word about the programs that are offered to the larger community in one way or another. Tell us, for example, about those kinds of students.
Can I mention some students' names?
Please.
Philip
please
Nunez was amazing last year. He was our intern
we
in the office.
We love shout-outs for people like Philip, yeah.
And so Philip helped with our newsletter, our Encounter newsletter. He helped with Facebook, putting things out on there. Constant Contact, our e-newsletter that goes out. He did so much.
And that goes to not only people who are part of your parish, but to members in the community who you have contacts with, to other folks, you know, whether it be prospective or current donors or supporters or your partners. I'm sure that people like NPD and things like that,
right,
that you've got contacts with.
Absolutely.
So they know what's going on.
They do.
Yeah.
And then we have people like Miracle. I know we're going to get to her in a little bit, but what's great is because we have so many programs, interns get to work in several different areas. They're not just stuck in the thrift store, stuck in the food pantry, but they can be cross-trained in several programs and see how the bigger picture works. And at Wesley, we have so many programs that it is a broader picture. So the focus is not so minute that you learn how we reach out to the community in several areas. And again, interns are so valuable. We're so thankful.
And also, I guess, as I understand it, those interns and all of the volunteers who come to you and say, for example, put on base camp the Thursday night dinner, it isn't just about feeding somebody who's hungry, right? It's about creating a sense of community.
Yes.
The students that I have talked to always say how they feel such a part of the Wesley community and the El Dorado Park neighborhood because that dinner, right? How do we establish community? A lot of times it's over meals. Our families gather, we all hang out in the kitchen and the dining room and develop those relationships over food.
Breaking bread is sacred.
Yeah.
And that's our time for the community to come together with no judgment. Everyone is welcome at the table. And we sit at the table together and we speak together and we eat together and we laugh together. So that's a place that we have on Thursday night for base camp dinner. Boys and Girls Club come in a little bit earlier, so the young ones eat first, and then the adults in the neighborhood come in at 5:30, and it opens up to everyone, and it's just a wonderful place to be. Same thing with our thrift store. I mean, you think, oh, it's just a thrift store where we receive donations and we sell things, but no, it's a place to shop where you know you can afford a pair of jeans for $1 and to come in and mingle with the community who are buying there, and as well as donating your goods too. So it's not just retail, it's a sense of a community store that serves the community. I like that. Same thing with our community garden. It's only open on the third Saturday of the month, yet you can see how beautiful the flowers are. You can see the fruits and the vegetables actually, I don't know if there's fruit there actually, but the veggies that serve the community, and sometimes we cook them at base camp dinner.
Yeah.
So things like that are important.
Another great way that Fresno State students have helped us in the past on that Thursday night meal is not just helping serve the dinner, but interns have also worked with a Wesley volunteer to put on what we call base camp kits. And so it's not proselytizing. It's not Sunday school on a Thursday night. It's telling a story with children, helping them with the craft, but making a safe place for neighborhood children to come and be loved and be welcomed and just nurtured in, this is how you are a good human being. You're kind, you're respectful, and those ways of nurturing the community around us without putting a particular theology or proselytizing on it.
So there's this idea that, look, through stories, we can teach important lessons, whether it be about, you know, ethics or about, you know, the way we work with each other and treat each other and or motivation for school or whatever else.
Exactly. And it's quite a mixed group of children. This past year, we also had a large number of the Syrian children that are now living in the neighborhood. You'd mentioned before the Hmong population that came in and were placed there in the El Dorado Park neighborhood in the late 70s and early 80s. And now it is the Syrian migrants that are there. And so, again, reaching out and helping people understand this new culture that they're a part of.
Yeah. And I know that you've been very involved with that Syrian population.
Since we had a Muslim teacher last summer for the summer rec program, the Syrian families felt comfortable bringing their youth there, bringing their kids. Plus, she was also Arabic speaking, so that helped build bridges again. Yeah. And you think at a Christian church, they would have a Muslim teacher? Absolutely. She's an amazing teacher. She helped out so much in the program last summer that, yes, we really mean all means all. That's Wesley. Everyone is accepted.
I love it. All means all. Everyone's welcome. So I'm wondering, Myra, because you work with these students so much, and I'll certainly get into this when we talk to Miracle here in just a second, but what do you see the students gaining from this experience?
I see how they grow. I see how they come in somewhat shy and hesitant to being confident and reaching out and belonging in the community, finding their place, finding their voice, and contributing so much as well as learning so much.
Yeah, I think that piece about feeling at home in that community, that they really feel like they have a place that they can call, you know, theirs to one degree or another, whether they live there or not, they're comfortable going there and being a part of that community. And I think that's important. I think a lot of times, Miracle is an example of this. You might talk about this. You know, students come from out of the area and they're living on campus or near campus, and they don't have any connections necessarily to this area of town or to Fresno at all, because they come from, as Miracle did, Bakersfield, and it gives them a sense of connection.
And they have a place there. They know they can come, even if they're not working, just to come and sit and study. They're welcome in the office anytime.
So Miracle, your name keeps coming up. Let's turn to you. And I've asked Myra and Karen to introduce themselves, but I'm going to introduce you because you're too shy. I know. You know, let me tell you, Miracle is somebody who deserves to be bragged about. She is from Bakersfield, as you said. She's just finished your first semester in the nursing program, right?
Yes, I did.
Before that, during the really rigorous pre-nursing program, she's pretty much a straight-A student, but she worked two, sometimes even three jobs. She served at least 90 hours every semester through the Scholars and Service Program at Wesley. She's also a student leader with the Richter Center, and I don't think she ever sleeps. She's amazing. So, Miracle, now that you're sufficiently hopefully embarrassed, tell us a little about your service at Wesley.
Oh, gosh, Chris, that intro was elaborate. Thank you. I am actually approaching my fourth year serving at Wesley, which is insane because initially when I joined the Scholars and Service Program, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I knew that I wanted to feel more connected to Fresno's community. And here I am 4 years later, and now I call this place my home. So I serve at both the Pink Cow and Base Camp, which are both programs at Wesley. At the Pink Cow, which is open every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 2, and the first Saturday of every month, I help with sorting donations, pricing donations, greeting customers, helping them find, you know, what exactly they're looking for. And at the end of each workday, I also help with closing. At Base Camp, which was said earlier, it's every Thursday evening, I help Chrissy and Marge and Karina preparing the Thursday night dinners for the community and also helping set the tables and serve our community members, because one of the goals at Wesley is to make everyone feel welcome. So we do it kind of restaurant style where they take a seat and we prepare a full plate for them and we walk it up to them personally and greet them and just make sure that all of their needs are cared for that evening. And at the end of every evening, I also help with cleaning up and just making sure the kitchen is ready for use for the next event.
You know, you talk about this wanting to get engaged in the community here and about feeling that that is your community now. Certainly Fresno State, you're very entwined with, but now the El Dorado Park community, you know, but you're a student first and foremost. You're here to learn and gain skills that help you get ready for post-college life. What have you learned by being involved in this service work and by being involved over at Wesley in El Dorado Park?
Oh, man. I have learned so much, and that's what I love about serving, because there's this give and take aspect to it. And, you know, aside from me just giving my time at Wesley, they have in return given so much to me and my development, both personally and, you know, academically for school. I have learned communication, leadership, critical thinking, time management. I have developed so many relationships, both with Pastor Karen and Myra and the volunteers at the Pink Cow and, you know, just community members that frequently come and utilize the resources at Wesley that I know for a fact I would not have gained or even experienced otherwise. And so it just makes me really grateful to see how I have, like Myra touched on, coming into Wesley my very first year, I was so nervous. I had no idea what I was going to do, how I was even going to relate to a lot of the community members, because again, I am not from Fresno, and I was unaware of some of the social issues that Wesley actively combats. And I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to, again, just relate to a lot of the issues that are here in the community. But by meeting a lot of the community members and learning more about the programs and just seeing how selfless everyone is here, it really just brought that out of me. And I'm very grateful for all of that.
Now, you got involved in part because you were eligible for this program called Scholars in Service. And I want to turn to Trish for just a couple of quick minutes to talk a little about Scholars in Service. Certainly, Wesley hosts a lot of those folks, but there are many other programs. So, Trish, maybe you can tell us about Scholars in Service and what it's all about and some of the other programs here in town that benefit from Scholars in Service students.
Scholars in Service is basically a program that was started so students could really serve the community around Fresno State. These students are pretty unique in that they have to be very high achieving, a 3.5 GPA or higher, and maintain that the entire time they're involved in the program. And they also have to have an unmet financial need. These students complete 90 hours each semester, and at the end of that time, they get a $2,400 grant or stipend that they can use towards school, books, tuition, whatever they need to use it for. There's 21 of these students, and they do serve the community around Fresno State. So they're at Wesley, and they serve at the Boys and Girls Club, helping that program out with tutoring and activities. They're at Stone Soup, which is also in the El Dorado Park neighborhood.
Yeah, another great El Dorado Park neighborhood organization.
Yeah, so they work in the preschool there, and they also help with volunteer coordination there. They're also at Fresno Area Community Enterprises, or FACE, which is a little bit further away from campus, but still in the community. And they work with their after-school programs and tutoring programs. We also have some students at Bulldog Pantry right across the street, which is a student-run food pantry. And those students really work on marketing, getting food distributions, and then setting up the time that they're going to distribute the food as well. And then we work with, last but not least, Every Neighborhood Partnership, which also is involved at Walters, which is right down the street from Fresno State, and Vinland, which is right across the street from Fresno State. And those students do Saturday sports programs, and they also do some tutoring in the classrooms in those schools as well.
And Reading and Beyond. Let's not forget about Reading and Beyond.
Gosh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. See, the list is long.
I know.
So
yeah.
I only know that because I, you know, certainly talking with Luis and the folks at Reading and Beyond and talking about the RSIS students.
Yeah. So Reading and Beyond. So we do have a lot of 21 students, but they're, you know, it's a lot of agencies, but these students really make an impact doing the 90 hours each semester. And the agencies are very grateful for that because they do have the students for such a long time that they really get to know the community, the agencies, and their mission. And I think it's definitely a benefit for the students as well as the communities.
Chris, Wesley has been building bridges for decades also. At First United Methodist Church, which merged with Wesley, they were the beginning seeds for what became the Marjorie Mason Center. When the Hmong population was resettled in Fresno, the ministry at Wesley became what is now Stone Soup.
Yeah.
Other ministries that were started were Fresno Metro Ministries, that now does so much throughout Fresno with food recovery.
So three really significant organizations in our area. So Trish, real quick before we wrap, you talked to a lot of these students that are involved in SAS. What do you think they gain from the service experience in general?
The students gain real world experiences that they can take, they can put on their resume. Many, many times, as you've heard from Myra and Karen, these students make such an impact. They have something they can put on their resume and they have references that they can use for jobs in the future. We also have a couple of students that have left SIS for whatever reason, school, jobs, internships, and they're now coming back. They're asking to be part of the program again, which I think is really says a lot for the SIS program.
Yeah.
I think the fact that these students are doing school, but they're also getting hands-on experience, learning about the community, working with a nonprofit, you do everything. And I think these students are really getting a good idea of what it's like to get in, do the work, but also take skills that they can use in any job that they apply to in the future.
So Karen, if somebody's listening and they want to somehow or another be involved in the work that you're doing, how can they get in touch with you?
Call the church office at 224-1947 or stop by at 1343 East Barstow. The office is open from 9 to 3:30 Monday to Thursday.
Or check the website, wesleyfresno.org.
Great. You know, I've said before, Fresno State could not do the kind of work that we do in terms of providing over 1 million hours of service every year if it weren't for great community partners like Wesley. And I just want to thank Karen and Myra for being those great partners. Thank you, Miracle, for your great service, and Trish for helping coordinate programs like Scholars in Service. It's just all around that partnership is very, very strong and very important, I think, for our community and for our students. And that is it. I know we are out of time, and I just want to thank our guests again, Karen Pugh, Myra Kubos, both of Wesley United Methodist Church, to Miracle Carter and to Tricia Stute, also our thanks. And of course, most importantly, our thanks to you, the listeners. We are happy you're here. We hope you will join us again next Sunday at 11 a.m. for another Fresno State Service in Action show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. We post lots of great information related to today's show at FS Service in Action. That's at FS Service in Action on Facebook. We are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.